Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Good morning once again on the 20th day of March. Here's what people are talking about. It's cold, and it's going to get colder before it gets warmer. Paul Poteet in just a little bit. Our local news summary booked for 8:30 this morning, and we have some Ball State nuggets to give to you as well. Good morning once again. Thanks for listening locally on the 92.5 FM, the 1340 AM. The streaming is going on all over the world, and you all want to know, what's the weather going to do? He said something about colder before warmer. Let's hear from WMUM meteorologist Paul Poteet.
We had a cold front move through overnight. That has shifted the winds back from the southwest to the northwest again, so the bottom line is colder temperatures today. It's only getting to 45, but we should have sunshine again. It will be breezy again, winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour. 45 today, down to 21 under a clear sky tonight. Not as windy tomorrow, partly sunny and 43 on Thursday. That weathermaker still comes Friday, high of 59 with some scattered light showers in the afternoon and evening. A dry weekend, should be a decent amount of sunshine, 43 on Saturday, 51 on Sunday. Our next big rain chance comes Monday night and Tuesday.
All right, well done, Paul. 8:07 now, and let's bring our first guest of the day into the studio. Why don't you introduce yourself to the world? First-time radio guy for this morning on MUN.
Good morning, Pete. Rick Glob, and I'm quite happy to be here. I'm a daily listener, avid fan of the show, and appreciate you and everything that you guys do for this community.
Well, you're very kind for saying that. I'm Steve Lindell with my guest here, Mr. Glob. Chase Bruton is typically our Yorktown guest. Apparently he's too highfalutin today to be here, and he has you substituting for him. How do you feel about being the substitute for Chase Bruton, town manager?
These are quite large shoes to fill I have, so...
I'm glad you're doing it. It's very nice to talk to you. Let's go through some upcoming things for Yorktown. We'll get back to you in just a little bit, if you don't mind. The community cleanup day is coming up. When's that, and what's that all about?
Well, it's an opportunity to discard those large unwanted items that just lay around the house. And it is Saturday, April 6th. It's a set things at the curb and the for our trash customers. And they'll pick it up. There's also a hazardous waste drop-off and a shredding service that's at our street department. And that's at 2400 South Rust Street in what was formerly the Lions Club Park.
Now, the shredding service always interests me. I would think that a lot of politicians might take advantage of that.
No comment.
And then I don't know if you heard about it. There's a solar eclipse coming. Are you aware? Have you been listening to the news at all?
No. Is there a solar eclipse?
It's going to be April the 8th. Apparently, it's the rage.
Okay, I hear that we're hosting a number of guests at Morrow's Meadows.
Okay.
So we welcome everybody to show up for that. There's no parking allowed in the park, but the school is having an e-learning day that day. So we'll direct people to park in the middle school parking lot. Please avoid the grass, they've asked.
Okay.
And just walk across the street to observe the eclipse.
Yeah, it happens that afternoon. I don't know if anybody's heard about that. 3:00 something in the afternoon.
Something like that, yeah.
It's going to be a big deal. This is the leader of the Yorktown Town Council, and Rick is in this morning to talk about, let's see here, an April 13th event. What's happening then and there?
Well, we have a new structure at the sports park, and it's for the Delaware County Football, I think that's
how they pronounce it.
Club.
It's not our kind of football, folks. It's It's a different soccer, but
and we have to be very, very careful here because it's Lon Fox who's my predecessor.
Lon Fox is all about saying things absolutely correct, so I completely understand that.
So anyway, we're going to dedicate a new building, new structure out there at 11 a.m. at the sports park. Understand there's going to be a food truck available, so obviously the public's welcome to come out and join us for that as well.
All right, very good. WMUN live at 8:10 this morning. Our focus is all things Yorktown. We're going to get to an upcoming guest list in just a little bit as one of our other talking points. I wanted to ask you, Rick, before we get to that and other things, tell us about you. How long have you served? Why do you choose to serve? Because I imagine there's some easier days than others to be in community service and serve in such regards.
Well, I began service in 2007. I was elected 2006 and have served every since then. I was president in 2013, and I'm now president last year and current president of the council. It's quite an honor to be in that position. I love this region. I love this area. I love our community. I love Muncie. I love Indianapolis. Indianapolis, Indiana is one of my favorite large cities in America. Spent a lot of time out west and been to many cities there, and Indianapolis is just easy to manage and get around. So quite the homer, I guess you would say.
No, that's good.
On that front.
There's a lot of things to like and a lot of things to love.
And I love steering our community, hopefully, to a better place than it's been in the past. So,
what do you see? You obviously, Yorktown is your focus. You mentioned Indianapolis is a love and Muncie and some other surrounding communities. But as far as Yorktown in focus, what are your kind of hopes for the future of things that are in the hopper? And things that maybe Yorktown would like to be doing as the future goes through, either with you at the helm of council or not, or otherwise?
Well, we've experienced a lot of residential growth in the last decade or better, and there's probably some commercial things in the immediate or not-so-distant future that will come along with that, and I'm really quite an infrastructure person. I would like to see some change in the roads. Some of my goals are extremely difficult to obtain because I'd like to see another bridge in Yorktown. I'd direct the pedestrian traffic to the current bridge at Morrow's Meadows and the school and get the other traffic to use the secondary route. But I only need $80, $90 million to accomplish that. So,
drop in the bucket. That's easy to find,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So,
we're glad that you're in. Rick Lobb is the president of the Yorktown Town Council. One of the other things that Chase Bruton, town manager, has mentioned in previous visits, and it's getting closer now, that the honor will be Yorktown's to have a group coming in to see how great Yorktown is. And we get to talk about that right now. Why don't
you? Well, he's quite involved in the Indiana Municipal Managers Association and their conference. We're going to host them on April the 25th. It's quite an ordeal. And there will be a concert, actually, at the Civic Green afterwards. The band X Generation will be performing. The concert's free and open to the public. And it's a 90s tribute band, so again, we welcome all to come out and participate in that. There'll be beverages served by the Mouse. And you can also grab a sandwich at the newest business in our community, Four Day Ray, which is quite a experience for restaurants. So happy to have everybody come out and join us for that.
Outstanding. Again, that's April 25. The community would come to the concert, obviously, as you said, 6:30 Civic Green, and welcome in these visitors. And I think they're here for a couple few days or whatever, having meetings or whatever.
Exactly.
As far as the Managers Association. Anything we haven't touched on the notes that you'd like to talk about before we wrap up, Rick?
Well, I'm sure there is, but I can't quite put a finger on it. This came up quickly on me, this opportunity to participate in this interview. And so No, I think we did well for what we want to do today.
Would you like to say hi to my mom? Because she is listening in Minnesota.
Yes, yeah. Steve's mother. I
Dolores, by
Dolores,
the way.
Dolores, that's right. Hi, Dolores.
And then Rockford is listening if you want to say hi there.
Come on, Rockford. Who are you? We need to know who you are, Rockford.
He listens. He listens all the time. And then we've got Mike Rhodes listening for some reason on his device. He could be listening on the terrestrial radio, but he likes doing it that way.
Yeah.
I think it interfaces with his gear better or whatever. And many, many others are listening too. Not the person in the middle of the reservoir in Kansas, though. Not today.
Well, it's a little cold to be on the waters today in Kansas.
I happen to agree with you. You're right. Thanks very much. Great to talk to you. We're going to do this again. And I'm not sure I'm going to kick out Chase Bruton.
No, we can't do that.
But I'm gonna weave you in if that's okay.
I'd love to participate whenever you want me back. I'm grateful to do it.
Excellent. Nice to talk to you. More coming through the hour, including the big, big, huge week at Worthen Arena. What else could they be getting ready for? We've got that coming up and more through the hour on WMUN.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FirstYear15 for promotional.
The thrill and excitement of the tournament is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code 2PROS. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code 2PROS. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BLING to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
We've never done this before. We're going to give you a chance to win a car on WMUN. What? I'm not making it up. It's a once-in-a-lifetime contest. You know, there's a total solar eclipse coming up April 8th. Did you hear about it? Perhaps you will. It's all over the news, including WMUN. And I'm going to tell you about that contest before the end of the hour, okay? If you can't wait, you can go to my pre-feed on Facebook. I've already dropped some nuggets there. Did you know we did a pre-feed? Rick, do you know we do a pre-feed? He listens to the radio all the time. We're glad for that. Our guest from earlier this hour, Yorktown Town Council. The pre-feed is on the Facebook page for WMU and Muncie, and it gives you just a little snapshot of what we are planning to talk about on the program each and every day. Most days we do that on Facebook. Sometimes, I'm a dude, I forget to do it. My beautiful wife, Nancy, is shaking her head right now. We've already had Paul Poteet on to talk about our weather. If you missed that right off the top of the hour, it should be a bright day today if it makes you feel any better. It will not be warm, but not as windy as yesterday. It was crazy windy yesterday. The wind gusts might get to near 30 miles an hour, but they were higher than that yesterday. 43 is the air temperature for today. It's supposed to get a little colder before it starts to get a little bit warmer. Let's get a snapshot of our day today.
It's March 20th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Ravioli Day. This pasta dish is an Italian comfort food we can all enjoy, whether it's filled with cheese, meat, or vegetables. Ravioli are a staple on many dinner tables, so if you have the time, try making them from scratch or pick some up, fresh or frozen, from your local grocery store. The ravioli is also very versatile, equally as tasty in tomato sauce or in a broth. And if you're feeling a bit more adventurous, try them fried or toasted. Also on this date, in 1852, the book Uncle Tom's Cabin by Harriet Beecher Stowe is published. And in 1973, Pittsburgh Pirates outfielder Roberto Clemente is elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame 11 weeks after losing his life in a plane crash. If it's your birthday today, you share it with...
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. Beautiful day for...
The man who hosted Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Fred Rogers, born in 1928. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk, we are the talk of Muncie, Indiana, USA. Live radio, I'm looking at a text here from Chase Bruton. Chase Bruton, the Yorktown town manager, was simply reminding me that my guest was coming. Thank you very much. I appreciate Chase. We've had a successful guest in studio already. And Chase, if you're listening on the stream somewhere, or maybe you're local, I don't know what you do, where you are, or whatever, you may have gotten kicked out of the interview chair. I'm just saying. The Prez did very well in your stead. It's 8:22 live on WMUN. The Ball State plan, in case you hadn't heard yet, today is Wednesday. We call it Hump Day, March the 20th. Tomorrow is a big Thursday. Because at 4 p.m., Ball State women's basketball will host Belmont in the first round of that new tournament the NCAA created and will be on campus at Worthen Arena, 4 in the afternoon. The pregame will start 20 minutes prior on WMUN. Yep, got that. Then, after the game is done, they've got to clear out the gym, and then they got to set up for volleyball, 7 o'clock. Thursday, the 21st, when the Ohio State will be in town. And they're mad. I'm telling you right now, they're mad because Ball State squashed them last time they played at their place. So the Ohio State, 7 o'clock, they are calling it a blackout event. I assume that means they want you to wear all black. Maybe they'll have some cool lighting things going on during the game. I don't know that. I'm making that up. But that is what's happening. At 7 o'clock. Both of those things are on Thursday. Then, as soon as they clear the gym for that, they got to tear it all down. Not the gym, not the Worthen Arena, but they got to get the facility set for the Mid-American Conference Championships. As you may have heard yesterday, Rick, as we interviewed the gymnasts coming off of their injuries but still excited, the MAC Championships are Saturday, 2 p.m., and they can't just set it up overnight and get ready for a 2 p.m. Saturday big event with all those teams coming in, because everybody comes in just a little early, I assume. They get settled. They have their predetermined routines to get warmed up, practiced up, and all that in the facility, and maybe some others within the campus of Ball State University. So they got to get the facilities. People got to get that thing all set up really fast. That is going to be quite an undertaking, but they are up to the task. Worthen Arena and so many other venues around Muncie and Delaware County and East Central Indiana do a lot of incredible things and continue as such. There was a passing recently. We're going to get to that in just a second. Let's go to our list of other items here. First of all, they called the big guys to testify yesterday, and testify they did.
Securing America.
A House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing Tuesday examined the United States' August 2021 withdrawal from Afghanistan. Former Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley says he recommended that the White House keep 2,500 troops there.
Without this support, it was my view at the time that it was only a matter of when, not if, the Afghan government would collapse and the Taliban would take control.
The hearing chairman, Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall, said,
unfortunately, those warnings were ignored.
A focal point was the attack at Abbey Gate at the Kabul airport, in which 13 U.S. service members were killed. Former U.S. CENTCOM commander General Frank McKenzie.
What's remarkable about Kabul is not that the tragedy of Abbey Gate happened, but that many other attacks did not happen.
General McKenzie also issued this warning.
Our principal concern with Afghanistan right now should be the fact that Al-Qaeda and ISIS have the opportunity to gather strength in ungoverned spaces with clear desire to attack our homeland.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
WMUN with a salute to a passing of a former Delaware County auditor. We knew this yesterday and did not share it until we knew that it was certainly with all the family and friends that needed to know first. Kent Riggin has passed away at the age of 85. If the last name sounds familiar, brother of Sherry Riggin. We sent out our condolences earlier this morning, and Sherry has already replied back. Thank you for the note. Funeral services were Friday at Elm Ridge Funeral Home, and private burial in the Elm Ridge Memorial Park. This is from the Star Press. That article post was yesterday, I believe, about midday. I'm not sure if that is correctly worded. It says funeral services were Friday, and then it says private burial will follow. So we're going to have to clarify that to make sure that we have that data correct there. 8:27. We'll continue with more in a moment. Our local news summary. You've not missed it yet. That's one of the items still to come this morning on Delaware County Today from WMUN.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
This is the all-news 765businessjournal.com radio show every Monday from 9 till 9:30 a.m., sponsored in part by Town of Yorktown, YMCA, Minnetrista, IU Health, MITS, and Ivy Tech Community College.
A component of doing good stuff is it brings people together to downtown, and that's never a bad thing.
I completely agree.
Rick Ziegler, who is our guest in the final minute that we have, Lafay Pegues, talk to all of those people out there, the inventors, the one that might have that idea, that dream, whatever.
The fear, move it to the side. If you have something, you have an idea, you're just scared, do it. And what's going to happen is you're going to wish you had done it sooner.
Read all about it on 765businessjournal.com anytime. Free.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
With listeners on radio, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, etc. Lawrenceburg, Indiana, first-time listener, at least from that location on the Alexa device. We appreciate you. If you want to reach out and tell us who you are, even if you want to say, Steve, don't disclose who I am. I've done that before. WMUN at woofboom.com. WMUN at woofboom.com. There's a chance to win a car from WMUN Radio and several of our Woofboom stations that just launched officially yesterday. Before the top of the hour, I'll tell you what you need to know. Stand by for that. Ooh, Kansas, now listening. Hold on a second. Local news summary in a second. Stand by. Got to zoom in. This will be interesting. Very interesting. Is this, again, the Reservoir listener? Hold on a second. I got to zoom. It is. We just talked earlier this hour that we had not heard or seen our listener in the middle of the Cheney Reservoir in Kansas. And lo and behold, you clicked on right now. Are you a real person or are you some sort of a bot? Are you some sort of a spy that's trying to break into our technical infrastructure here? Thank you for listening wherever you are. Now, the serious side of what's happening in Muncie, Delaware County, it's our local news summary airing now on WMUN. Winchester in focus. As storm cleanup continues, Mayor Bob McCoy has this.
We're getting to the point now where it's time for the insurance companies to come in and you know, start contracting the cleanup, not the city.
The work by volunteers, property owners, and more has been overwhelming, but the debris is in the way of pedestrians and more.
And locates for utilities and so forth and so forth. And technically, them piles now are the responsibility of the insurance companies.
A man was shot and killed leaving the Caesars Southern Indiana Casino Sunday morning.
Police were called to the upper deck of the parking garage where Lil Don Williams was found shot several times. Investigators say Williams was followed by two men, targeted and ambushed. He's also known as rapper Young Block, who performed in Louisville Saturday night. This is the first homicide ever reported at the casino. Williams leaves behind a wife and a six-year-old daughter. Sheriff's deputies need help finding the culprits. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana. Indiana.
It's more than four decades in the making. Delaware County Farm Festival. Organizer Joe Scott explains the overall purpose.
Primarily, we want to try to educate the community about what farmers do. This year, we happen to highlight fruits and vegetables. And so we try to get a highlight each year of something different.
Final day today, 8:30 to 7 p.m. in several buildings of the Muncie Fairgrounds. Free parking and free admission. Aislinn is a sophomore of the Ball State gymnastics team and told me about the MAC coming to Muncie this Saturday.
The MAC championships will start at 2 o'clock, and this is a different meet than any meet we've hosted in a while. So there's going to be all seven MAC teams. There's going to be a lot going on, a lot of gymnastics to watch, and it'll probably take longer than a normal meet, but it's going to be so exciting and so fun.
Tickets at the door. BSU just finished another conference-winning season after getting a dual victory on Sunday.
I'm Peter Killeen. The Delphi murder suspect's attorneys defending themselves against charges of contempt of court in a courtroom Monday. Andrew Baldwin, Brad Rossi, now being represented by a lawyer of their own. filed a series of preparing motions, including motions for the prosecutor to recuse himself, motions for self, Special Judge Frances Gull to recuse herself, and motions to postpone Monday's hearing. All were denied.
Muncie's Worthen Arena is busy. Thursday, there's a 4 p.m. women's basketball game against Belmont. Then same night, 7 p.m., BSU men's volleyball hosting Ohio State for a blackout match. Saturday, they turn the whole thing around for MAC Gymnastics Championships. That starts 2 p.m. Saturday.
The week ahead.
Wednesday, the Federal Reserve will wrap up a two-day meeting and announce their decision on interest rates. In remarks to Congress, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said the central bank would not lower interest rates until inflation goes down. Friday, Congress needs to pass a second set of spending bills in order to prevent a looming partial government shutdown. This final group of funding would go toward the Department of Defense, Health and Human Services, and Homeland Security, among others. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Tom Graham, Fox News.
You've probably heard about the bill that would define anti-Semitism speech on college campuses.
It's been vetoed. I'm Donnie Burgess. Governor Eric Holcomb said Monday he appreciates what the General Assembly tried to do, but he doesn't agree with the confusing language in the bill, and he said the bill fails to include the anti-Semitism definition as laid out by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. The governor did sign a proclamation, however, condemning all forms of anti-Semitism in Indiana. The Senate and House can override Holcomb's veto if they can pull together the numbers. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
Pulled pork competition for dinner tonight at Farm Fest. Joe Scott says there are three competitors.
What we do is we put them on slider buns so you get all three, and then there's a toothpick in each of them of different colors. And whichever you think is the best, you deposit that toothpick in a container, and that then they count up who has the most.
And the winner gets bragging rights and a trophy. School tours continue all day today, and the pedal pull is today, too. Registration for kiddos at 4:30 p.m. at the Muncie Fairgrounds.
I'm Peter Killeen. Anderson City Council approving a change in zoning for the construction of a new Madison County jail. Herald Bulletin reporting, Council passed the ordinance unanimously with no questions from Council or public comments. The final step is for the Anderson Board of Zoning Appeals to approve a special use for the property, expected at the April meeting.
Winchester Mayor Bob McCoy compliments citizens and his city workers, but they've done their part and need others to step in.
So that's kind of, I just want to get that word out that, you know, we're doing our best to keep things clean, and we've got the brush cleaned up, but, you know, now it's time for the residents to, you know, get your insurance company in there, get their contracts hired, you know, get your contractors out there, and let them go to work for you, because you're paying for insurance, and, you know, that's the whole point.
He remains thankful for all the efforts and encourages anyone wanting to help to get with the Randolph Community Relief Fund. Indiana's kids seem to be doing better overall than last year.
The Indiana Youth Institute keeps a watchful eye on how Hoosier kids are doing. Tammy Silverman is president and CEO and tells Indy Politics that the state is ranking higher in every category that they track.
We are currently ranked 24th nationally for child well-being. In the past, we've been 28th. We are 13th for education. That's our brightest, strongest area.
She says a big reason for the improvement are investments in mental health. She also says more kids are living in economically stable households. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
I'm Peter Killeen. A former murder suspect now facing attempted murder counts in a separate case. Fox 59 reporting, according to Indiana's online court reporting system, 18-year-old Ite Seals of Muncie has been preliminarily charged with two Level 1 and two Level 5 felonies, including attempted murder, criminal recklessness, and battery by means of a deadly weapon.
Thank you, Peter. Our afternoon news anchor on Wolf Boom Radio Group News mornings, afternoons, and as it breaks out. WMUN's word of the day is comely. Every morning I have the good fortune of waking up next to my very comely, beautiful wife, Nancy. Comely is C-O-M-E-L-Y, and the definition, pleasurably conforming to notions of good appearance, suitability, or proportion. Having a pleasing appearance. How do you like that? Huh? Word of the day, thank you very much, Brother Pat Lindell in Minnesota, who didn't think I had enough words in my life, so he gave me a calendar for Christmas. So I use it every day here on the radio. Do you have $1 million? Apparently you could.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Saving $1 million can seem like a very unattainable goal without the help of a family inheritance or a lucky lottery ticket. But the good news, it's actually possible, but it's going to take a lot of hard work and years of financial discipline. Some ways on achieving your $1 million target include making lifestyle adjustments to decrease overall spending. It could be something as small as making coffee at home versus buying Starbucks every day to buying a used car outright instead of taking out a hefty loan for a new car. And don't take on more debt, and max out your 401k and invest as early as you can. A good starting point is with low-risk investments like money market mutual funds and bonds, and have multiple streams of income. It can be difficult to build wealth from only one source, especially early in your career. And automate your savings. If you do, it creates a positive financial flow where you're saving money and building wealth without any extra effort on your part. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Fox News and Fox Business News Radio affiliates, WMUN. You hear updates from the business reports at least three times a day in the middle of each market day to know what's going on with your money. Still to come before the top of the hour, more from my nice conversation yesterday with Bob McCoy, the mayor of Winchester. You heard some of that within our local news summary a moment ago, but there was more that he shared with late last night as well. I wanted to get that out to the communities of East Central Indiana as well. And still before the top of the hour, how you can have a chance to win a car or cash. That's some fun coming up in just a moment on WMUN.
Anthony, I'm in need of the freshest, finest ingredients.
Okay, sir.
I'm gonna make you an offer you can't refuse. Go get me a barbecue chicken pizza, and maybe, just maybe, I'll share it with you.
Where should I go?
Mancino's Pizza and Grinders, of course. It's my go-to place. You could say they know me there. Also, add garlic cheese bread to the list.
How do I find
Mancino's? Everyone knows Mancino's Pizza and Grinders of Muncie on Bethel in front of Rural King.
Hey, it's Tony. I'm here to tell you Jimmy is no longer with us. He stopped using the Zipa, and no one's seen him since. I know what you're thinking. What's a Zipa? Crazy name, right? Well, I asked the same thing. It's Happy Z spelled backwards. It stops your annoyance, snoring. Now they're telling me it's Zipa 91. It's 91%. That means it works for everybody. Other snoring solutions, not even close. So you're going to buy the one that works or the one that doesn't. You're smart. You're going to buy a Zipa 91. Hey, what happens if it doesn't work? Of course it's going to work. It's Zipa 91. Not only that, Zipa 91 has a 91-day money-back guarantee. Everybody else, only 30. Why? Because they don't work. Haven't your loved ones suffered enough? Get a Zipa 91 and get it now. Go to Zipa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. That's Zipa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. Remember, it's Happy Z spelled backwards.
Styles you like, prices you love, Walls Furniture.
Hey sports fans, Craig Robbins with Walls Furniture. At Walls, furniture buying has never been better. Prices and wait times have receded. At Walls Furniture, 90% of our showroom is in stock. That's right, in stock. We do things better at Walls. You need furniture, you don't want to wait, you know where to go.
Come to Walls Furniture on Nebo Road.
Come to Walls Furniture between Meyer and Menards.
Thinking about taking that injectable diabetes med to lose weight? Oh, your goal is to lose weight, right? The drug manufacturer's website says that an average 220-pound user loses 12 pounds over 56 weeks. Hi, this is Zola from PlanZDiet.com. Plan Z dieters on average lose 31 pounds in 50 days. Do you really want to wait 56 weeks? I know, there are juicy pictures on the internet of people who have lost more. But the Today Show just featured a woman who gained 8 pounds using the drug, so she quit, and then she gained 20 more. So that happens too. The drug's reported side effects are no fun either. Nausea, diarrhea, kidney issues. Even the FDA says that when you stop taking the drug, you're likely to gain the weight back lightning fast. Don't worry, Plan Z has my ZR50 Crave Control Spray. It helps you with the detox, the cravings, the crabbiness, and more. Still thinking about that shot to lose weight? It's up to you, but I'd check out Plan Z Diet first. PlanZDiet.com.
To hear more, replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
All right. right, I've teased you enough about this car contest. Let's tell you a little bit more about it. Some of you may have seen it on the pre-feed this morning on the Facebook.com/WMUN Muncie. Several of our stations in East Central Indiana, including WMUN, are going to offer a chance to win a Saturn Sky automobile. You get it? Sky as in the Saturn sky equated to the total eclipse in the sky on April the 8th. Do you see where I'm going here? Somebody at the final event is going to have a chance to win that car outright. Or $819 in cash. Now you're going. Wait a second. $819. Why $819 in cash is one of the potential prizes? I'll tell you right now, because it's been about 819 years since the last total solar eclipse in our area. Did you see how creative we got there? Thank you very much. What you need to do is you need to show up at any or all of the quick stop events where you can register to try to win, to be a finalist, to get the car chance and or the money. You know what I'm talking about? So as we are sitting here talking to you on March the 20th, this is Wednesday. I like to call it hump day, middle of the week. Thursday the 21st is the first opportunity for you, any one of you, 18 and over. The rules are posted on the website and stuff. If you want to know who's eligible and all that, go find that out. But from 6 to 7 p.m. sharp, 1 hour only, on Thursday, March 21, the location is JR's Tropical Tan in Muncie. If you don't know where that is, Google it on your phone. You'll get the direction so you know where you're going. JR's Tropical Tan in Muncie. No, Emily Guffey cannot win. You work here. But everybody else basically can. I can see you through the glass into the Axia Command Center. You're thinking to yourself, ooh, maybe I don't need to go to JR's Tropical Tan. You can't win. But everybody else basically can. So that's the first opportunity, okay? Now, the second one of several that we have booked so far, and we will have more between now and Eclipse Weekend when we offer the contest to try to give it away. Thank you very kindly. The other one that we know of is March 27th, okay? March 27th. Is that a Wednesday? Can you check me on that? I think that's right. That is. Very good. That one will be from 5 to 6 p.m. sharp at the Center for Security and Emergency Management in Muncie. I believe this is in the downtown Muncie area. Check me on that. The other one that I know of so far is another one-hour event that'll happen on April the 4th from 5 to 6 p.m. at Perfect Fit in downtown Muncie. It's noted here as downtown Muncie area. Okay, and again, Google the location so you know where you're going. So you can show up at any or all of those events. You can enter one time per qualified person at each one of those events. And then the following, I think, business day, we'll draw from everybody that came out to that event, and we will let you know that you were selected as a finalist to come to the final event. That'll happen on the Saturday of Eclipse Weekend, which the eclipse is on the Monday, April 8th. Perhaps you've heard about it in the news. I think that makes it the 6th, right? April the 6th, the final event, okay? At Ryan's Auto Sales, title sponsor and offering the possibility to win the car. Thank you very much. Now, that's just some of the locations, the ones I know about so far. There will be more. And if you want to follow along, our website, WMUNMuncie.com, might have some listings and stuff there. I know for sure you could go to our Facebook, the Facebook.com/WMUNMuncie, to see a picture of the car, by the way. It's there. Scroll in and zoom in on that and just sort of envision yourself as driving with the top down. I think it is convertible. You know, it's in the back parking lot. I think the convertible top was down. I can't remember. I've slept since then. But anyway, that's a lot of fun. And we hope that you choose to participate. Next item on Delaware County Today this morning, they spent how much on pins?
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. This story might stick with you. The House issues pins to lawmakers to wear on their lapels. This is the official pin, and it helps police recognize lawmakers as they come and go from the Capitol complex. But the House spent about $40,000 to replace the pins. The reason? Lawmakers abhorred the color. They were green. And that has some members seeing red. Former House Administration Committee Chairwoman Zoe Lofgren says there's a reason why the pins are green. Lofgren chaired that panel in the last Congress when Democrats were in charge. The reason Lofgren selected green? Well, Lofgren said because of environmental connotations. House Administration Committee Chairman Brian Stiles says members disliked the pins so much that they weren't wearing one. That created a challenge for the Capitol Police trying to figure out who has access to restricted areas or to walk to the floor. The new pins are dark blue. Stiles says the pins look great. The current top Democrat on the committee, Joe Morelli of New York, said he had to tell members last year not to wear third-party or counterfeit pins. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
That's a lot of talk and a lot of cash about the pins that they wear, but that's how it is sometimes in D.C., just saying. 850, 10 till 9. We are not yet hearing from our listeners in Kansas. Send me an email, WMUNMuncie, WMUN@woofboom.com is the email address, WMUN@woofboom.com. I can keep a secret if you don't want people to know. I had a really nice conversation again with the mayor of Winchester, Bob McCoy, yesterday. He wanted to make sure that we were communicating that he, as you heard in our news summary, needs for residents and business owners in Winchester to contact their insurance companies and get them involved. The city, as you might imagine, has been working hard, along with volunteers and a lot of other groups, clubs, organizations. He's very thankful for all the help. But now it needs to move on to the shoulders of the insurance that you have for such storm damage. He wanted to make sure that people aren't bringing their stacks of broken stuff. Don't bring your stacks of broken stuff to the city. That is not the best way to do that. And he also suggested that local contractors should be in your thoughts, meaning if you need to book somebody for some work around your house or your business, please highly consider using a local contractor. As you might imagine, there are some folks and businesses and people coming from out of town, out of state, and that's not a horrible thing, but as best you can, the mayor, Bob McCoy, suggested trying to keep that business with a local situation. That would be a nice thing to consider. And they also are noting that contractors need to haul their gear that they're throwing away to the landfill. Don't put it out at the curb for someone else to deal with. They got to have you doing it that way. All right, next item. So very, very much to talk about an app.
Fox on Tech.
The U.S. could be closer to banning the TikTok app, the popular but addictive and maybe even manipulative app delivering short videos in rapid succession to the palm of your hand, is the target of a bill already passed by the U.S. House of Representatives that could see the app banned if its China-based parent company called ByteDance doesn't agree to sell it to a U.S. company. TikTok's critics call it a security risk, that it can influence bad behavior in children, and that it mines user data all in the service of China's Communist Party. And today, the FBI and intelligence officials will hold a closed-door classified briefing for members of the Senate who seem less enthusiastic for a ban. While the public won't know the specifics, the briefing is focusing on national security. Should the Senate pass the bill, President Biden says he'd sign it. China calls the potential ban an act of bullying. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Final item, to Kentucky we go for another good news story.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Hero firefighters from Kentucky who helped in a dramatic rescue on a bridge makes today's Dean's List. The Louisville Fire Department were called on scene where a semi-tractor trailer had crashed through the railing on a bridge and had half of it about to plunge into the water. First responders were on the scene within 3 minutes and had a plan to rescue the driver. Fire Chief Brian O'Neill says they used something called the pickoff to do the job. Firefighter Bryce Carden was lowered with a harness and was able to grab the driver, who was still buckled in. Within 40 minutes and some very tedious moments, the woman who was driving the truck was finally brought to safety. Video of the incredible rescue was posted on social media, with many people congratulating the fire department and the brave crews for their hard work and quick thinking that saved the truck driver's life. Grateful for all those who helped, from the Louisville Fire Department. Janice Dean, Fox News.
That is the same story that we covered a couple of weeks ago, just hours after it occurred. But the backstory there, Janice Dean talking about the hard work and the scary work of the fire department, was a great one to mention this morning. All right, that'll do it for today's program. If you need a lunch or need a dinner today, March 20th, the Farm Festival continues. I think they have chicken and noodles for lunchtime, and they've got that pork cook-off. Three vendors, three cookers trying to get the votes and the trophy. And you will feel good because your belly will be full of delicious homegrown food. That'll do it for today's edition. Thank you, Emily Guffey, my producer, in the Axia Command Center. I'm Steve Lindell, your host. Back again tomorrow morning, 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern, and on demand on WMUNMuncie.com.